How do we do it? First of all, we look at the team due diligence. In order to do that, we focus on two main areas: skills set and organization. Starting with the skills, we dig deep into the expertise and experience of the startup team. We evaluate the skills' relevancy to the product and/or market, and we want to have different and complementing backgrounds. Another important aspect is looking at the team's reliability. It is fundamental to trust each other with the team we'll be working with. Therefore, to grasp the trustworthiness of the team, we look at the interactions between them and with us. It's really a matter of gut feelings. The next step is to look into the organization. On this side, the ownership needs to be checked. In particular, we want to understand the degree of control of the founders and the organizational structure in place. Another important aspect is then the people that will work in the startup or the ones that work with it. We want to understand the direction to take to acquire new hires and assess the balance between employees and outsourced professionals. After assessing the team and the people around the startup, it is time for the technical due diligence. Thanks to this, we'll be able to get the best view of the company, in terms of its market, its competition and its proprietary technology. To fully understand the target market is really important. That's why we need to define it. Is the product or service positioned in an existing market or is it going into a blue ocean? From that information, we can then estimate the size of the target market in terms of both revenues and players. Then we analyze the competition. To do so, we focus on the players, who are the players already present in the market and those that are incumbents or who have just entered it. After gaining a deep knowledge of the competitors, we check if the startup has a competitive advantage. This is crucial because we want to understand how the unique selling proposition compares to the other players and how they are planning on surviving long term.